Blog Talk Radio. One.
Oh my goodness gracious. Oh my goodness gracious. I'm in Jamaica right now.
Yuma! Listen up!
Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, did a backflip, then I landed in an opera. I rep that fucking Prada, I came from the water. See world has fashion, I'm looking like Madonna. Young Casey Munch, guns, stunts, no license, can't no more. Creeping down the street, and I'm bumping fucking records home. 9-piece, 8-balls, chirping on my telephone. Posted in Jamaica, smoking telephone. Get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice. Then you stir it up, get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up, and now I'm feeling so tropical, long hair, and it's coming out my follicle, try me, it ain't logical, rock too much, eyes out, I'm looking like a popsicle, Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama, Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta. Posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama, Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka. Posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama, Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta. Posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama, Bahama Mama.
Bahama Mama. Oh, I love that group so much. Really, you already know this. Sea World High Fashion, Bahama Mama. You know, there's another song I played by them. Him called High Fashion, and looking forward to Sea World High Fashion being a guest on the show real soon. Sea World High Fashion, so excited that I'm just so in love with their music and playing their music, and definitely looking forward to being a guest real soon. Check more of Sea World High Fashion's music out at SoundCloud.com. Really. Shout out to my all my online, offline friends, and happy birthday. So many of us are celebrating our birthdays this weekend. So happy birthday. Happy birthday to my cousin Gary White, whose birthday is today, and a friend of the family, Sarah Payton, friend of my sister's, graduate of Lanier. I think he played basketball Lanier in 73. Happy birthday to him. I'm looking at, of course, the Dallas News Associated Press today in history. Today is Angie Harmon, actress Angie Harmon's birthday. She is 40 today. Fantastic actress. Rhonda Fleming, actress, is 89. Oh, man, I need to... I love the classic old films, so I need to check out. I probably love some of her films. Rhonda Fleming, Running Spectre, singer of the Ronettes, is 69. Ian Anderson, rock singer, musician, Jethro Tull, 65. Rosanna Arquette, she's 53. Wow. Julia Fordham, rock singer, is 50. Nina Cherry, I have been thinking of Nina Cherry. Remember that song, Buffalo Stance? I used to love that song. R&B singer, she's 48. Joanna Garcia is 33. Actor Antonio Banderas is 52 years of age, and he and his wife, Melanie, look awesome. I had read a media report, probably with some gossip, talking about he and Melanie were, like, on the rocks, and they were saying that there was a rumor that they're definitely not on the rocks. And also today in history, you all know I'm big into, fascinated by, I know it's kind of sad, huh? But I'm fascinated by serial killers. And me, I'm not being a stranger to stalkers, you know. I guess it fuels the flame. But on August 10th, 1977, son of Sam serial killer David Berkowitz was arrested in Yonkers, New York. Yonkers, New York? That's, I've never really thought about it. That is the birthplace of more than a few of my favorite people, Yonkers, New York. Mary J. Blige, I think, is from Yonkers, New York. And Adam Rodriguez is also from Yonkers, New York. But back to the highlighting history. Was arrested in Yonkers, New York, accused of 6 lands and 7 woundings in a year-long spree of random shootings of mostly young couples parked in cars in New York. Berkowitz is serving 6 consecutive sentences of 25 years to life in prison. That's serial killer. He's something. I like to catch his interviews whenever I can, which are rare. And also the Zodiac killer. His story always amazes me, and of course Bundy, and wow. But I guess I'm not alone. Khloé, remember an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians where Khloé went all the way to Chicago to investigate this a story regarding serial killers. Remember that? Also on this date in 1821, Missouri became the 24th state. In 1846, Congress chartered the Smithsonian Institution, named after English scientist James Smithson, whose bequest of $500,000 made it possible. You know what? I'm a history buff, but I didn't know that. I probably should have known that. I have learned that, but it wasn't in my memory. 1952, Marvel Comics superhero Spider-Man made his debut in issue 15 of Amazing Fantasy, and in 1969, something else that was sad, which this is a mass murder. Leno and Rosemary LeBianca were murdered in their Los Angeles home by members of Charles Manson's cult one day after actress Sharon Tate and 4 other people were slain. And in 1988, President Ronald Reagan signed a measure providing $20,000 payments to Japanese Americans in tears by the U.S. government during World War II. I read an interesting article in a local paper here yesterday. I was regarding when Reagan came to Mississippi in 1980. I talked about that during another episode. It was a very interesting article also, and it dispelled some rumors also regarding his visit to the Neshoba County State Fair and made his announcement, or was one of his first stops after he made his announcement that he was going to run. But speaking of Spider-Man, James Franco is now casting for a film which they have already started pre-production here, as L.A. Dying, based on the Will Faulkner novel. And the turnout was spectacular for Wednesday and at Newton Stage Theater, which I am a product of. And also today, they will be doing more castings in Canton, Mississippi, where the casting director, Matthew Morgan, is a native of. His casting company is based in Canada, but it's kind of ironic that he's a native of Canton, and he is casting today and tomorrow. So you all can like the Facebook page at Morgan Casting. Check out local media outlet, WAPT.com, and New Stage is NewStageTheater.com also for more information in relation. I think the film is going to start like next month. Oh, yes, I most definitely want to do something, if not in front of the camera, definitely behind the camera with As I Lay Dying. James Franco is he's a fantastic actor. And I loved it when he and Anne Hathaway co-hosted the Oscars a couple years ago. That was just amazing. And he has a fun Facebook page, so you all should definitely like his Facebook page and so on. But we're talking sports because there's been so much going on. We have the Olympics coming close to end. Mississippi has been doing pretty good over in London. Brittany Reese won a gold medal, and other guys have been doing a fantastic job. And I was watching a report where one of the runners did not realize that he had broken his leg. He heard a pop, and some of you probably was watching it as it was happening. He heard a pop, and then they realized he broke his leg, but he continued racing, and he did qualify for the next competition. So that is amazing right there. But have you all heard? Dwight Howard is supposed to be official. He is a Laker, they say. There's been some trading going on, and the reports are saying that Dwight Howard will be wearing a Lakers uniform for the next season of 12-13. Oh. So, I guess we'll go in depth. Rich Roughneck is online also, so we'll go in depth with that because there's like a lot of trading going on. Different players on different teams. I'm checking all that out. And shout out to New Orleans Saints and congrats to the Pats. The game last night, of course, many of you already know, 7-6. You all know I am super excited for the first female referee to, NFL referee deal happening right now. That is just a fantastic thing. I can't wait till we see coaches. I've been a former Little League football coach. It would be just fantastic to see more females, not just in executive positions in the NFL, but also on the field also. So this is just amazing. And I was seeing a report this morning where her hat and her whistle, I believe, will be going to the Hall of Fame. And congrats to T.O., yeah, so regarding pretty much being hired, that's what I have been reading. He pretty much will be wearing the number 10 jersey with Seattle Seahawks. So that's pretty good. So that's really, really, I'm excited regarding that. So I had left the good news. My Androids are back functioning. So before I go any further, I must shout out T-Mobile. I love T-Mobile, which you all know. I've been a customer of T-Mobile since 2007. So I stopped by the T-Mobile location in Ridgeland, Mississippi, on County Line yesterday. Shout out to Amanda, longtime manager there at that store. And shout out to Jeremy and Glenn. Jeremy reset both of my Androids for me, and they're functioning properly now. It's just that everything was erased, and I had to reprogram things. But, you know, that's one reason why my phone stopped functioning on me, because my storage data was filled to capacity and it just stopped functioning. I tried my best to delete as quickly as possible, but I definitely need to not include a lot of unnecessary alerts on my phone for my sales, so that won't happen again. So just in time for my birthday wishes, calls, and text messages to come in, because I was wondering if I were even going to be able to broadcast this morning, because I have yet properly installed my Skype into the switchboard, and I was just wondering if my cells would be operating properly, and I thought about taking the weekend off anyway from broadcasting just because it's my birthday, but I know you all are looking forward to this, and this is fun. So definitely celebrating eating birthday cake, my purple birthday cake for Walmart. I must shout out the bakery department at Walmart near North Park Mall in Ridgeland, Mississippi. I must shout out Josh and Kasia and Toki the Truth, who just, she's the truth. She said, you know, her cake, I've had a cake there before. Someone else baked the cake, and Toki said that she's the truth. And you know, I'm like, Toki, I've been working on flattening my stomach and losing pounds now, but I can't wait to eat that truth. My purple birthday cake, chocolate on the inside. And, you know, thank you to those who have RSVP'd to eat cake with me at Samaritan tomorrow evening, located on Woodrow Wilson and MLK also. You know, those of you that are artists and musicians, you know, let's have a little jam session. And, you know, I wish for someone to serenade a birthday wish to me. But, you know, don't have any big plans. Just, you know, eat cake with a few friends, you know. I decided to tour the zoo next Saturday, August 18th, since I won't be traveling to Dallas, it looks like I had planned, what I had hoped, because I really had been planning to come for the Fashion Night Out. So hopefully I still make it for the Fashion Night Out week. But since I won't be going to the black guest is granted. I don't know, though. I won't stay or not. I don't know. Something might happen where I can come, but it looks like I won't. So I've already said that I will not tour the zoo tomorrow morning. So prepare for the gathering at Samira's birthday cake, but tour early next Saturday morning on August 18th. And please join me, those of you who can, and visit their website at jacksonzoo.org. For adults, the admission fee is $10, I believe, and for kids, like $6.50 or something like that. I also want to shout out my new friend that I met yesterday when I went inside the Hampton Inn on Briarwood and I-55 to use their restroom. Shout out to Diane Shiles, who is the director of sales there. And she said that any of my friends who let her know that they're a friend of mine can get a discount rate. And, you know, a lot of you all on your business trips or your family vacays or staycays, let her know. I told her that I was going to eat cake, and I didn't know if any of my friends were coming in town to eat cake with me, which is cake not that big, I guess. But I'm expecting a small gathering that I'll let you all know about that. So Diane Childs, and she works during the day, like from 8:30 to 4:30. So just let her know. I told her I would shout. She in Hampton Inn out. And we talked about Mark Cosmetics, and I let her know that, you know, some of my Mark peeps, when they come in, definitely will let them know to stay at Hampton Inn and do business there at Hampton Inn also. So, and we went on and talked about webcasts and webinars and just different things, and Avon and Mark, and discussing the show here, right here, called the Shock Entertainment Report. So just a shout out to She and Wes and everyone at Hampton Inn on Briarwood also. And since I didn't know if we were going to have a show or not, I did not prepare the profile. I know you all have been loving the profile, so I'll probably do a double profile on next Friday, because we have profiled Ty Mock, we profiled Bruce Jenner, and last week we profiled Mike Tyson. So next week we'll do like a double profile. And I love those profiles, don't you? Because I love doing the profile shows. So including the profile segments within Sports Edition, Sports Friday Edition, is just amazing. Because you always learn something about a favorite subject or a favorite person. So I'm going to go ahead and stop running my mouth. And did I shout out the same-sex couples? Now same-sex couples can express their commitment to one another at the Mississippi Ag Museum. So shout out to same-sex couples out there whom, you know, you cannot legally marry here, but and for that reason is why Mississippi Ag Museum would not approve same-sex ceremonies, commitment ceremonies. But like I stated one time to 16 a few weeks ago when they asked the question, should same-sex couples, be able to have commitment ceremonies. Well, commitment ceremonies, it's just like I have a bow and you give me a commitment ring. It's just it's a commitment that you're committed and devoted to this person. So it's nothing legal about a commitment ceremony. It's more of it's what it is, a commitment ceremony. So congratulations to those same-sex couples that are now able to have a commitment ceremony. And more of us in the heterosexual community, we should think about having more commitment ceremonies, too, within our lives. You know, those of us that are in a relationship, or even those that are married, it's good to recommit within your relationship. So that's just my opinion. I'm just talking. I'm just here. I know I'm giddy about my birthday. The little girl in me is alive. But I have definitely been growing up a lot. This past year, I've grown up a lot. But the little girl in me is alive and well and definitely excited. But I have been growing up. Do you hear me, Mark Cuban? I'm growing up. I still want to be like you when I grow up. But, I'm like Dwight Howard is considered a Laker. Wow, I thought my dream was going to come true that he would be a Mavs. But I still feel like the Mavs will get someone. It always runs through my mind sometimes. What if Kobe Bryant become a Mav one day? I know, that's wishful thinking. But sometimes I think that. So I'm talking because I'm pulling up my switchboard so I can get Ridge Roughneck on air. Because, like I said, I haven't pre-grown everything into my phones, and you all know my mind touch is my my office and my palm, but I have not programmed my blogtalkradio.com and all my other apps into my phone yet. So I had to leave to discuss everybody's birthdays and the day in history moments and so on. So after hearing my birthday song one more time and a PSA and a song, I'm going to talk to Ridge Roughneck. Because to be honest, sometimes we do a run-through about what we're going to talk about. I have no idea what he plans to talk about this morning. So your guess is better than mine.
Johnson, Olympic gymnast. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance, to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
Okay, March of Dimes campaign, very important to my heart, and I know many of yours also. And Karen and Sharon by my favorite reggae band, Dread Days. And before that, you heard How You Go by one of my newest favorite country rock singers, David Hamilton. So looking forward to having David Hamilton on soon. I'll also have to invite him on. But big shout out to he and his people for networking with me and sending me awesome music also. So you can friend him, like his Facebook page, David Hamilton, and visit his website. Also, he has an awesome website, so you should join his website if you love country rock music. Awesome, awesome. He and his band, just multi-talented. And Dread Days also. You can tweet them at Dread Days and like their Facebook page also, Dread Days fans, IRE people. And thank you to the Romney campaign for sending me a beautiful bumper sticker car decal. And they request to send a photo of the decal on your car, send it to Twitter or Instagram, and use the hashtag Knit2012. I will do that as soon as I get a new ride. That's one thing I've been planning on doing, going for a test drive at either Watson Quality Ford and Heron Gear here, where my normal car salesman is, Mr. Robert Williams. So I need to go for a spin and hopefully get me a new ride where I can put my bumper sticker on. But we're on air right now, but if you like to multitask like I do, listen to multiple shows and watch TV, the First Lady is scheduled she should be on Tom Joyner like right now. Maybe the time has passed, but she was scheduled to talk to Tom like 10 to 7. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to miss the First Lady. But I posted that picture on my Facebook page, too, an awesome picture of Tom Joyner and the First Lady, Michelle Obama, the two of my favorite people. You know, the first couple, like, I'm a big fan. You know, just because I am pro-Romney, I'm not anti the Obamas. I love the Obamas. I'm looking at callers. If you want to make a comment, please press 1 so I would know to put you on air. But thank you to everyone who's calling in and listening, and also if you're in the chat room, I'll go into the chat room soon. But it's time for Reg Roughneck, and without any more rambling, just excited and giddy because it's my birthday. Here's Reg Roughneck.
Good morning, Beth, and happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. The actual birthday is tomorrow, but I've been celebrating.
I know when your birthday is.
I've been celebrating the whole month. I started off.
Tell me about it.
I started off on the 1st of August checking out The Dark Knight Rises. Have you seen that yet? Are any interest in seeing it?
You say on The Dark what?
I said some years I celebrate my whole birthday, my whole month, and this year is one of those years, and I started off August the 1st. I checked out The Dark Knight Rises. I said, have you seen it or have you seen it?
Oh, yeah. I have seen the movie. I saw the movie the other week.
Yeah. So
I had to battle sleep most of the time, but I didn't. But it was a good movie.
Oh, you sound like Tom. I mean, before the shooting happened, his review was in, and he was like, he just don't like the first 4 minutes. But that movie, I love Bruce Wayne and Batman, and I love the movie. Ty Mock stated in his review that the scenes between Bane and Batman could have been better choreographed, and he should know being a 7-degree Batman. So I agree with him on that. Those scenes definitely could have been choreographed, but that movie scared. Bane scared the crap out of me. He's a scary villain.
Yeah. I love the way they did the voice. I mean, it was just like he had some of the dark red type mystique, but I mean, you look at me, you look like John Graham Center
at home.
Exactly, because that's I think that's what was scary to me.
that voice.
We will go, and we will conquer. And we, it was like he was like someone just speaking into the microphone with their mouth all on the microphone. Cause that was
the accent, yeah.
Like Darth Vader on steroids.
Yeah. But we're incorporating some sports talk because we're talking about the wrestling and martial arts and their fighting scenes, but. What's on your mind regarding sports? You have heard the news regarding Dwight Howard, I know.
Yes, I got the tragic news, cause, but I have to give the Lakers a lot of credit that they found a way to make it work. They got four teams involved. You know, they were determined from the get go to make this happen. So I got to give them a lot of credit because. I don't know what happened behind the scenes as far as him coming to Dallas. We had got laid off for months that he was going to come to Dallas, and I'm considering how the Mavericks pretty much blew up their whole entire team with the assumption of thinking they was going to have room, to salary cap room to get him, and then it didn't happen. That's kind of a disappointment for the fans and whatnot. It's almost like this, like, hey, we won, we got our title, now we're just going to slide under the door of mediocrity. I mean, I don't understand it.
I thought you were through with your sentence.
No, I was just making a point that, you know, we gutted up. I mean, the Mavericks gutted up their whole entire roster.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking under the assumption we was going to get Dwight Howard, and now we don't have nothing to show for it.
Yeah. I'm checking out from the Associated Press, the Los Angeles Lakers, because, like I said, this is a lot of trading going on. Wow, 14, 8 players. The Los Angeles Lakers have a deal in place to acquire Dwight Howard from Orlando in a 14-8 player trade, also involving Denver and Philadelphia. And the NBA has scheduled a conference call today with the four general managers to finish the deal. So where they talk, it's a done deal. Citing unidentified sources, ESPN first reported the deal was in place. The Los Angeles Times, citing unidentified NBA executives, later confirmed the trade. The Denver Post confirmed the Nuggets end of the deal, and Yahoo Sports has also confirmed the trade, both citing unidentified sources. I haven't been on Dwight's Facebook page and so on, but after the show, I'm checking out to see if he's saying anything. But he probably won't say anything until after their announcement.
I'm hanging on the assumption. Let's wait until the press conference before we assume anything, because he was supposed to have been traded like 3-4 times already. So, I mean, you remember last month he was already had his bags packed and his jet flying to New Jersey. So,
exactly.
I'm going to hold on to that. I'm getting a little excited this morning when I found out that Plaxico Burress is actually having a discussion with the Cowboys.
I saw that last night, and I shared that story. I thought it was just a joke. Mike Dykes, who co-hosts with Brian Cuban, he was saying, well, yeah, that would be good right there to have Plaxico Burress. I thought he was just joking. So that's a real deal.
Be honest with you, that's been rumbling under the surface for the past couple of weeks.
Rumbling among us, though. Dallas Cowboy fans and supporters, but it's actually coming to reality. We're good. We need something good news.
Hey, bring them in. Bring them in.
Okay.
I mean, hey, anything that'll help Romo out, hey, I'm all for it.
So Philadelphia is going to get back, huh? In this deal, Bynum is going to Philadelphia.
Hey, well, I'm sure the Laker fans are going to be real teary-eyed about that one.
They say Philadelphia is going to get Andrew Bynum from Los Angeles and Jason Richardson from Orlando, while Denver would get Andre, how you pronounce his name? Iguodala?
Iguodala.
Iguodala. He's going to
I used to call him Andre the Iguana, but yeah, but it's Iguodala.
That's about what I call him. You know how I am with these last names. Orlando will receive Aaron Aflalo. Is that how you pronounce his name? And Al Harrington. You know,
oh, Aaron Aflalo. Yeah.
Aaron Denver. Kola Vucevic and Mo Harkless from Philadelphia, and a lottery protected first round picks from each of the three teams. So Howard has been had asked for a trade to Brooklyn, but Orlando failed to work out a deal with the Knicks, opening the way for the Lakers to get the All-Star center. And they're talking about how he averaged 20.6 points and 14.5 rebounds in 54 regular season games for Orlando last season. And in 8 seasons with the Magic, he has averaged 18.4 points and 13.0 rebounds. So, but you're saying let's just be quiet and see what really happens, huh?
Right, because, you know, they you know, ESPN been jerking us around for, you know, for months, ever since the season ended, about where he was going to go. And, you know, it'll come up 1 minute, it's done. No, we ain't going to do it yet. Then I thought he was going to get traded straight up for Bynum. They were going to trade Orlando. You know, they're going to trade with Orlando straight up, just get Bynum for Howard. And then that didn't work. I think the other reason on that was that, you know, Pau Gasol was supposed to be included in there, and Kobe Bryant pretty much.
Another report by Pau Gasol, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, they didn't want to, you know, I think Kobe pretty much kiboshed that, because Kobe pretty much said he wanted Gasol. Gasol had to stay, otherwise Kobe hollered about trading me. So, you know, they're going to do whatever Kobe says. So, that's it. So let's keep that as it is. But, you know, I have to admit, it would be an awesome lineup having Dwight Howard at center, Steve Nash at point, Kobe at shooting guard. Then you're going to have a Metta World Peace, small forward, and I forget who's going to be. Gasol be the power forward, yeah. So that would be impressive.
Weird now, the Lakers are trying to compete with the Clippers now.
They're doing a little more to compete with the Clippers, I must say. They still, all roads going to still have to run through Miami. So, that's the real deal. They got to try to compete with the Miami Heat.
Joking. The Clippers, look how the Clippers' life have changed within the past 4 years, from being the joke of all comedians to being playoff caliber team.
The Staples Center will not be the same on this one.
We have a listener that want to become a part of the conversation. Let's see what's up.
Okay.
Good morning.
Hello.
Happy Sports Friday. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Just calling from the UK. Wanted to say hello.
I love my UK listeners. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I've got a channel on Blog Talk, but I've been following you for a while, but I've never been able to ring in because of the time difference. But I thought I'd try and say hello today.
Oh, thank you. I love networking with my friends in the UK. It's afternoon there, right?
Yes, it is. It's 1:23
about
now.
1 o'clock.
Yeah,
about 1 o'clock now.
Yeah, it's 1:23. Right now.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I'm good. 6 hours.
And what's your name?
It's Ebony Empress. That's my name.
Yeah. Okay, I'm listening. And what's the name of your show? So I probably follow your show.
Yeah, it's Ebony's Real Talks, and it's on Tuesday. I have two shows, actually. It's a Tuesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I have one on Thursday as well that goes out about 3 p.m., I think it is, Eastern Time.
Okay, and I'm on Central Standard Time because I'm in the Deep South. Red Roughneck, my friend who is on air, he's in Dallas right now. So Eastern Time, like if you said 3 o'clock?
Yeah, so you're an hour before
that. That would be 2 o'clock Central Standard Time.
Our time, right.
Yeah.
So on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I'm on Blog Talk, so, you know.
I'm going to be trying. I love networking with the fellow Blog Talk Radio hosts and producers, and I listen to so many shows, so I'm definitely will be tuning in and calling you too. I'm very happy to
call you. Yeah. These days we'll have to do a simulcast. I love this.
Yeah, why not? It'd be fun. I've hooked up with so many people now in the US, different parts, and I'm actually coming over in October.
Okay, my cousin plans on coming to Paris, but she is reconsidering changing to London in November, because she loves coming over there during the late November, December month. But I'm going to tag along with her one day soon. I don't think on this trip, but probably on the next trip. But you're coming over in October. That would be just great.
Yeah, I'm coming to Miami in October, but I hope to go around and see a few places while I'm there. I'm going to be there for 2 weeks. So, I'll have a little bit of time to spread my wings. So, yeah, who knows?
Maybe we can work out where we can see each other in person. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be so nice. Definitely.
Now, Miami is the southeastern. Well, you know southeast.
I've
only been to Miami like once or twice. I love Miami. I was like, wow, this is a beautiful city. Have you? It sounds like you've been to the States before.
No, this is my first time. This is absolutely my first time. I've been to the States, i.e., via the Caribbean, because my family is from Jamaica. So we have stopped off in Miami before, but you don't really get off the plane or get out of the airport. So, no, I haven't seen the U.S. as yet. So it'll be my first time.
Wow. So, I would love to travel to Jamaica. I've only been to the Bahamas twice.
Okay.
But Jamaica, for some reason, why it's amazing that you and I've been sharing a lot of news from Jamaica also. It's been a lot of, great news stories been coming from the Jamaica press.
Did you hear about the latest one, though?
Yes, the sports. We have been knocking them dead down here in the UK with the
Olympics. Oh, yes, shout out.
So 1, 2, and 3 in the 200 meters final yesterday. Oh, my God, the whole of Jamaica is going mad. Absolutely.
Exactly. You can't even blink your eye watching because the race is over. Yeah, that's what
it's
I wanted
true.
To... We have about 2 more minutes of live streaming. We should be able. I knew I should have scheduled a show for 2 hours. I just upgraded my show to the premium, but hopefully we can have that extra time to talk. The live stream will stop in 2 minutes. But that's what I wanted to hear from you about the Olympics. What type of vibe you've been getting from the atmosphere of the Olympics being there?
Oh, it's been fantastic, and I live only about 15 minutes from where it's being held. So it's really
good
for me. But it's been fantastic. We have people from all the areas of the world. And, of course, the games for the GB team, Great Britain team, we have done very well this year. So we're about third in the table, which is amazing for being the host nation and not always performing as good as other Olympics. So we've done very well this year. Everybody's excited and proud. And, of course, I have that dual kind of interest because Jamaica is my other team. And Jamaica, Jamaica, Jamaica. All I can tell you is the yams and the dashing is making
us. I've been excited for Jamaica because Jamaica's like a favorite place I've never been to.
You've got to check it out. You have to. The spirit of the people, it's a small country. It's very poor. Of course, an island that's very poor. And for them to be sort of churning out really great athletes that are beating the Americans, the British, everybody else, the Chinese, we're just proud. We can't say anything.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It sure is. I've been playing a song, America the Beautiful, by a British artist by the name of Imprint. And her rendition of America the Beautiful is so beautiful. So I hope to interview her in the near future also. But I did a profile on another friend of mine in London named Pili Cortez. She is the brains behind Woeful Films.
Okay.
She has a film called Waves. So I did a profile about a month ago. She was ill and couldn't call in. So she she will be calling in real soon.
Well, I'm going to stay in touch with your show. You are on my follow list because I do get your show updates. Like, I get all the information about when you're online. But I'm going to put this in. So
good.
Even if I can't be on live, I will definitely be listening to your podcast.
Okay, now tell the listeners and everyone again the name of your show and the time it airs.
Okay, Ebony's Real Talk. And it's hosted by Ebony and Ebony. And it goes out on a Tuesday night at 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And the Central, that would be 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., I think, Central Time. But, yeah, it's a show about relationships, and we talk about everything that goes on in relationships. But, you know, check out some of my podcasts that are already out and online. And, yeah, you'll get a taste of what it's like.
I sure will, and I'll share them also. Are you on Facebook or Twitter?
Yeah,
or?
So if people want to tweet me, you can tweet me at morebeingyou on Twitter, or you can go to my Facebook page. I don't have that many likes yet, but check out my Facebook page, which is More Being You, for all the updates on my shows and the live podcast as well.
Okay, that sounds great. Reg Roughneck, Reg Roughneck is my longtime friend. He's in Dallas, Texas. I'm in Jackson, Mississippi. We grew up together. We've been friends longer than 30 years. We love to talk sports and relationships, too. And so he's sometimes on air with me, maybe once or twice a month. With me on Friday, so we can just talk, sports.
And he has
a couple of amazing Facebook group pages also, regarding relationships and all topics. So, Reg, you want to share that info?
Come on, Reg, tell me.
The name of my group is called Roughnecks League of Extraordinary Ladies and Gentlemen. And that's a group page that I've made up past month, and like I said, I would send me a friend request. Like I said, I'm the only Reggie Ruffin you're gonna see that has his dog in there. So that'll be me posing next to the dog, me and the dog both smiling together. So
you can access me on my profile page. You know my info is all there.
Yeah.
My YouTube channel, Twitter, everything. You know what is really neat? Pinterest. Have you created a Pinterest profile yet?
What is that?
Pinterest is a new social networking site. Pinterest.
Oh yes, I have just done that yesterday. And I don't know if it's even up properly yet, but I attempted it yesterday.
Exactly. So you're like me.
I've just added you.
Exactly. You just added me?
No, Reggie, I've just sent him. He's got a picture with a dog.
He said, "You, Reggie."
Right.
I've sent him a friend request.
Okay, that's thrifty. I like that. That's quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
well, as soon as I get that show over, I'll log in, and then I'll see you in there, and I'll go ahead and put you in the group.
Brilliant. Okay.
And shout out to me, and shout out to my friends, Carl Perkins also, and Perry Gorton in London. I'm always shouting them out. But Carl, when you visit my Facebook page, Carl keeps us updated with everything and all things London. And I do my best to keep everybody informed what's going on over here.
Oh.
I just love the fact that both that UK and US have so much love for each other.
Yeah, we do. I've actually, I've just set up with someone in the US who is actually near Dallas. I think he's near Dallas, or it could be Denver. I could be wrong. Anyway, but he does like relationships coaching for men. So we've just started doing a joint venture together, and we've created a website together that's called marriageandgay.com.
Marriageandgay.com.
Marriageandgame. GAME.
I was shouting out same-sex couples earlier. I'm heterosexual, but I was shouting out same-sex couples. I was just like, what?
But
marriage and game.
It's always good to get a clear understanding.
Exactly. Because I'm happy for same-sex couples here. There's a place here in Jackson where they could not marry because it was the same-sex marriages aren't legal here. But they can have commitment ceremonies now. So my mind still, I'm very happy for same-sex couples. They can at least commit themselves to one another. Because, you know, I think even heterosexual couples can take a note from same-sex couples. We should be more focused on commitment.
Absolutely. And from doing my show last night, what I've learned is that men just have, from the shows I've ever done, men have a completely different view of the world to women in terms of how we do relationships, love, and it's such a learning curve, such a learning.
Yeah, because it feels like, okay, this is just miscommunication, but it's what you're saying. It's just different views and different ways of looking at love and relationships.
Yeah, it is.
So we just have to work hard to get on that same page somewhere.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. It's just like some people just like to make it hard, that's all.
And I rush real hard, Corey.
The number of people that
are being hardcore. I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah.
And a relationship is not as hard to attain as some people want to make it to be. Is because in today's world, everybody wants to they want to do more than one because they always want to have somebody to fall back on when things don't work on the other side. That's all.
Now on Wednesday's Ebony Empress, we talk about relationships. Well, I like talking about relationships anyway. This is an entertainment lifestyle show, so I like talking about different things. But Wednesday, like today, is like sports day. Wednesday, we talk about matters of the heart, and usually that show is mature rated because we go hardcore and talk about certain things. And very often I have like romance consultants and intimacy advisors, and we talk about, you know, why the erotic industry is exploding, you know, regarding, especially when it comes to women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're so interested in being satisfied and satisfying our mates, lovers, making sure that we're happy and how to, and it's what you were saying, educating others, our mates, our boyfriends, husbands, lovers, whomever, on how to make us happy and finding out how to really make them happy.
That's true. I mean, we talked last night about the title of the show was Honey, I've Got a Headache, right? Honey,
from the male or female
headache.
Perspective?
Well, it's from both, because now men are saying they've got a headache too.
Exactly.
Right?
And then we're like, well, what we're going to do?
Yeah, it's not just women saying I want to cop out and I'm not ready for you. You know, it's men too. So we had a long discussion about, you know, how you have better sex and, you know, how you stop your partner from falling off the, you know, the radar. Because on CNN yesterday, I think, or the day before, they had a big report saying that a lot of married couples are complaining that women in those couples don't want sex anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I had two briefly unsuccessful marriages, but the issue of sex was not the problem, you know. And that is something how and it's nothing to joke about, laugh about, but that is just amazing.
In a lot of instances, sex usually is not the problem. It's all about control. Everybody wants to run the show, and it shouldn't be that way.
It's so true. So true. Yeah. And we talked about something that was interesting. I want to ask you guys and tell me what you think. We were talking about dating, and I disagreed really with my co-host because my thing is that dating is about trying to get to know someone, okay? And when you're in the relationship, when you pass the dating stage, you go into a relationship, then you start to have sex and whatever else you want. But when you're dating, you're just trying to find out who the person is, okay?
Exactly.
But there's now become this new thing that men think that dating must include sex. And I'm not going to spend my money unless I'm going to get sex.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. No way. So we disagreed because he said, well, you know what? Men are not going to spend their money on women unless they know they're going to get something. I'm like, come on. Dating used to always be about going out and showing your friends that your interest, being chivalrous, it was. And sex was, if you're lucky that a woman gives you some, you're lucky. But basically, you know, that's not what it's about. So that was my story last night. But, you know, I was trying to get, he was trying to shoot me down, you know, him and his friend. Like, you know, okay, no, men want something different now. And women need to know that they need to pay when they go out. Like, come on. Like, you know, so I don't know what you think.
Because if you're really interested in the person, I think, you know, the, you pretty much can, yeah, I agree with you. But being consistent adults, if you want to put out, early,
yeah,
and that's
you.
Practice safe sex, but it goes back to what you're saying. Dating is a process of getting to know each other, getting to know your likes and dislikes, your interests, really vibing if you're compatible or not, meeting the person that you're dating, loved ones and the ones that they're close to, you know?
Yeah,
and then
I think it's not about a
full-fledged relationship.
Yeah. What do you think, Reggie?
Well, I know what I'm honestly what I think is that, you know, if you're really feeling each other and you really are going to be together, all the rest of the stuff is not going to matter. It's not going to matter how much you spend on the date. It's not going to matter where you live. Then it's about your place or mine. I mean, you know, it's a lot of things you got to bring into a relationship other than just yourself. Then you just have some people that just want to bring themselves and think the rest is supposed to just follow right along. And it doesn't work
that
way.
I hear that. But would you have an issue about paying on a date with a woman? I mean, is that a real thing for men that they don't want to pay?
You know what you're saying? You want to know because you expect some regarding how much money you spend on a date.
I'm not necessarily an expectation. I'm going to have sex. I don't care if I put $10 on it, $20 or whatever. If I'm liking what I'm looking at, I'm going to want some anyway. It ain't going to matter.
If it's just a free walk in the park, though, Reggie.
Huh?
If it's just a free walk in the park, huh?
Hey, yeah, exactly. So it ain't gonna be nothing else to it. I'm gonna get a kiss as soon as I meet you. You know what I mean? You know that's.
So when men
throw all that other stuff, that's their subterfuge just to say, okay, well not only did I show up for the date, I showed up and I got money. So, hey, you know, they're going to want.
Yeah.
Yeah, they always going to want. It ain't going to be a matter of what they do. They always going to want.
Absolutely.
And when you're in a new relationship, that's how it always is anyway.
Yes, I agree.
Wow.
But, you know, if a woman decides, it's always going to be the woman's choice whether she's going to give it up to you. But don't have that expectation that you're going to get it or you're not going to put your money out. What rubbish is that?
And then, guys, don't think it's easy holding back because – a lot of times, women, we have to fight that temptation of not wanting.
Oh, absolutely.
We have to fight that temptation. Sometimes somebody we really in the hot for. You have to
like I said, some guys
have
to figure that out.
Self-control and be a lady.
Absolutely. Well, keep those legs closed.
I mean, the want and the desire does go both ways. I've always said that, but women like to play it like they're playing poker. They like to keep those cards close to the vest. And act like you're really not that interested in you.
Exactly. And then real on the inside, we're like, oh, my God. I feel like jumping his bones.
Exactly. I just love the way Beth puts it. She just puts it so out there. She knows.
No, I'm so corny, but
she doesn't hold back.
Oh, nice to speak to you guys. I'm going to have to go back and do some stuff now, but yeah, really great to connect with you. And
same
show.
Here.
Well, Ebony, it's definitely been a pleasure. So good afternoon to you, and maybe we can one day have a little sip of tea and scotch.
Oh, and my birthday is tomorrow, Ebony Empress.
Oh, happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. The little girl in me had to tell you. I'll be turning 44. I don't mind telling my age, but the little girl in me is alive and well, so the little girl in me had to tell you.
Keep it alive. Keep it alive. Age is not a restrictor. It's not, never be limited by anything. And age is not something you should be limited by. So go out, have fun, have some sex, do whatever you need to do.
We have a lot to talk about. I'm so glad you called in.
No problem.
Okay, shout out to everyone at the Olympics, and a shout out to London. We love you. And just congrats to all the winners worldwide. Of course, Team USA, Team Great Britain, but everyone, because we have listeners worldwide. So congratulate you all for just being your best and representing your countries. But thank you so much for calling. We're so happy. You just have me so giddy right now.
Yeah, you've definitely made her well weak. You've definitely done that. It was a pleasure meeting you, Ebony and Pris, and look forward to blogging with you on my group page at Facebook.
No problem. Take care, guys. Have a lovely weekend.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
right,
you too.
Bye.
Much love.
Bye-bye.
But that was great.
And
what are your thoughts, Reg? I'm like, babe. I was about to say, baby, you remember the character on Boomerang, Eddie Murphy, neighbor was always like, but let me tell you about him. I was about to say, baby. We don't run a 6-hour show. This show don't go no 6 hours.
I'm saying.
Because this is a topic that you have discussed in your group on your group page before.
Right. Matter of fact, my question of the day is going to be a great one. You're going to love it. So I'm definitely expecting your input. So. But yeah, I definitely got to put this out there because. Matter of fact, it started from a conversation we had on the radio show.
Remember
when we were talking about sexual addiction?
Ah! Yeah.
Right. I'm gonna ask a lot of the panel members: is sexual addiction, in your opinion, a medical or a lifestyle type of disease or ailment? Because I'm sorry, but I hate to talk about our boy Tigger, but I think it depends on how much money he got, because if Tigger was making my type of money, he wouldn't be getting the type of play he'd be getting. If I had Tigger's money, I'll show you what a
fuck that is. Wait. You said Tigger. That sounds like you are referring to one of a favorite guy of mine by the name of Mr. Tiger Woods.
Yeah, because Tigger is love to bounce.
I hope Tiger's listening because you know he is an avid listener, especially of today of the sports edition of Culture Shock and a Thing. So I hope you're listening to Reg Ruffin, I hope. Okay, now continue.
Like I said, my thing is, you know, I just heard, I was watching, matter of fact, I got this from watching the Braxtons because one of the husbands supposedly going in for sexual addiction clinic, and I'm like, you know, I'm still a little befuddled over the fact
that
they be all on that. I get my little TV reality fix, but then, you know, I mean, you know, I've always had the opportunity to practice, you know, that month older than I am.
I love the Braxton family, but I've never watched a reality show. I didn't know they'd be all on that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, Braxton Family Values, but yeah, you know, I mean, Tony is only 1 month older than I am. She was born October the 7th, and I was born November the 7th of 67. So, but
I think it's David's birthday, if I'm not mistaken. You remember David Nichols? I think David Nichols was on October 7th. Yeah, we grew up together. You remember David?
Okay. Yeah, vaguely. Yeah.
Shout out to David, especially if he's still working. Last time I seen him, he was working at he's a chef at the Hilton Hotel. But, yeah, David Nichols, his birthday on October 7th, I think. But back to what you were saying about...
I just, like I said, I'm just going to try to get a lot of people's opinion today as to do they consider sexual addiction a medical thing, a psychological thing, or is that a lifestyle thing? Because, you know, like I said, if I had Tiger's money, I'll show you sexual addiction. Trust me.
I think it's a combination of all three. In my relation, I think some people can control it, but then when it's not controllable, that's when it goes into being, what were you saying, like a medical situation?
Well, right. Let's say clinical.
I think when you really can't control it, like at all, when it's affecting your life, I think that's when it might be clinical. But I think a lot of times it's a lifestyle thing. I think, I guess that's one reason why I abstain from sex when I'm not in a, and you see I do a lot of abstaining. And if you notice, some people that abstain from sex, it's not because they can't get in and don't want in it. It's because if they start something, I'm the kind of person that I want it to be accessible at all times. And so if it can't be accessible and I'm not in a steady relationship, then I'd rather not, because then that's
right.
It would cause a problem if I don't know what we can do. That's when you start doing the friends with benefits, which isn't a bad thing if you can handle that. I've done being friends with benefit situations.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Some people's expectations
of what they want. Because the intersexual relationship is what usually ruins it.
But then if you're already in a relationship, you're already married, and then you have that sexual addiction, then that causes a problem, especially if you're supposed to be in a committed relationship and not an open relationship, you know?
But in a situation like that, that just really just, in my opinion, that just comes with maturity of keeping it on the oneness. You know, trying to keep things as it's supposed to be when you're married, because there's always temptation. Temptation is always going to be out there. You got to know how to put blinders on it and have to just maintain, okay, I'm married. And you don't have to keep saying it to remind yourself. You already know when you got up that you was married. You knew when you left the house you was married. So sometime between the time you left the house and the time you got home, you it's not so much that you forgot. It's just that you just didn't care.
Yeah, but
I'm just being blunt. You know, you just.
I think it's a combination of both, but it can just be lifestyle sometimes. It's your lifestyle. I know what you're saying. When it's a theme, it goes into those other arenas.
Exactly.
You know.
Right, and I mean, one of the things I always tell people is that no matter how angry, what were you saying?
I said it could go affecting your financial status, you know, and it affects the people that, because you might prefer to, like, just spend your money on flicks or I don't know, or... I'm going to strip club for men and women. You know, I don't know. You might do just like a gambler and overspend your money on sex addictive stuff.
Well, if you want to talk about the money, it definitely costs Tigger a heck of a grip. You know?
That
divorce was very costly for him. So
think of the that he spent. On these dates, you know, that was a lot of money. Even though he is a billionaire, but God, how long can you be a billionaire after spending those dates and then the money that he had?
Kind of like the question that was asked Sylvester a long time ago. We talked about how much money he earned, and the question was asked, could he spend all the money that he has? He said, yeah, if he keep getting married and keep dating, yeah, he can always lose all his money.
But you know what? I love Tiger, and I think Tiger has really become a new person, you know. And I believe Tiger. I know some people didn't believe him at that press conference that he had any back in the day when he finished his stay in Gettysburg. But I believed him then, and he talked about how he went through his upbringing and his Buddhist faith, the teachings of his Buddhist faith, and I believe him. I know it's probably not easy. But
I'll put it like this. I hate how, I don't want to make it sound like I'm bagging on him I'm picking on him in any type of way because, we all make mistakes because, like I said, honestly, if I was in his situation, that could very easily happen to me. I ain't going to lie.
That's a good point. Did you put yourself in his position? Like, oh, my God.
Only a hypocrite would sit up there, right? Because only a hypocrite would sit up there and say, "If I was in his position, I would have never done that. I could not have never done it." No, you can't say that. You're not in his position. So
that's a good. And then when you have that type of access to so many things of luxury and women of all races. Colors, shapes, and sizes. And, sometimes I wonder how some of these big-time celebrities, women, like Madonna, even women have to, women of wealth
right.
have to maintain themselves not to become promiscuous.
like Jennifer Lopez, and then look at the little situation that Paula Abdul got herself into by dating one of the contestants,
Yeah, so the females have to go through the same thing. So you have to fight that temptation or fight that looking like you in a situation like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it can look like you in something like that and it's not. But I know they have to fight temptation because I love gorgeous men. And you just, guys
that
look
like you. Thank
you very much. All colors, shapes, and sizes from guys that look like you to Prince, So women, we have to battle the same.
Right, but like I said, women are just good at keeping. They like to play poker on that end because they don't want to expose their vulnerabilities most of the time.
Exactly. So I'm so glad I have a natural monogamous nature because oh my God, it's a lot of women out there saying, hey, you guys aren't alone. I'm gonna do what y'all do. It's some female Tiger Woods out there. That's basically what I'm saying.
Oh, we know that's some sheep tickers. Yeah, we know that.
That's basically what I'm saying. They like to get, they're saying like, not that they're home, but
there's some tigresses out here. I mean, we know that. I mean,
it's changing. They're like, hey, you guys can do it. We can do it too.
Absolutely. So, but like I said, we can't always just sit up there, standing up high and try to look down on somebody else when they're going through something because, you don't know all the other things that's going on that. We don't know what led to people straying in anybody's relationship. So, we always, it's like in today's society, we feel like we need to know what's going on with somebody else.
It's good you bring that up because my attorney, my friend who's based in Dallas too, and a comedian like you, so crazy, Jay Lucas, he mentioned that on Facebook too a couple weeks ago that, sitting in his office, an ex-girlfriend who's a model type came into his office and he was like, people were like, wow, she's gorgeous. And he was like, mm-mm. He broke up with her. We're like, I didn't want her. He was like, there's being a divorce attorney. He was like, there are a lot of people that people would not take back, regardless of. And there's only
right.
So what you and I are saying is just there are gorgeous. I replied to him that just like you mentioned about hot women, hot guys too are a dime a dozen. There's hot guys out there. It's the same thing. People have to, back to what you were saying, they have to have substance,
Well, I recall when Deion Sanders spoke about,
to you.
I recall a time when Deion Sanders in his book that he wrote about 10 years ago when he talked about how money, success, and power almost ruined his life. And he talked about, you know, basically the same thing about sex addiction for him.
Well,
but, you know, like I said,
he and Tracy Edmonds. Tracy is my friend of mine for real, and so I hope he and Tracy can work things out. Wow.
Who?
He and Tracy Edmonds are definitely a couple now. So I was just
Deion Sanders and Tracy Edmonds?
Because Tracy is a friend of mine. And I just wanted to shout.
No. Back up. Let me make sure I got you understood. You said Deion Sanders and Tracy Edmonds are dating?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
I hope they can. I hope they can work. Work. You know. I hope their relationship with success and grows if it's meant to be. But yeah, Tom Jordan talked about recently when Babyface was in town in Dallas, and how Tracy took Dion backstage to meet Babyface.
All right. Well, you learn something new every day.
Tracy listens to the show, and she's all over my page because. She's definitely watching the talent on my that I interact with on my page, but yeah.
Oh, you know why you saw my birthdays? Isn't today Whitney Houston's birthday?
It was yesterday.
And it was the 8th.
And
okay.
The movie Sparkle comes out on the 17th, and I had to make a correction because I kept saying her birthday is the 16th, but somebody's birthday is the 16th. One of my friends and my ex-birthday is on the 16th.
Yeah, I'm quite sure it is somebody's birthday on the
16th. It's somebody like Whitney Houston. I mean, it's like a big celebrity birthday on the 16th.
Okay, well, yeah, because I know I know a lot of the, you know, like in Mississippi, you know, a lot of the white folks, they used to love talking about Elvis's, the day he died was August the 16th of 77,
But thank you. That's my day. Cause that, oh, Lord, we're going to talk about that on that day. That's what I'm thinking about then. Because that was a devastating day.
Right, because it's going to be that's going to be 35th year of his death this year.
Exactly. And I remember when that news broke. Oh, you and I went to Green together, right?
Yeah, I was there when they interrupted everything on TV for that one.
I think we were in the third grade. And I remember walking in from school and seeing the breaking news. Burt Case, I believe it was Burt Case locally. Breaking news. Walking the door. One of my music heroes has died. Oh, my God. I had to even relive that moment when I heard Elvis Presley.
Man, I ain't never seen so many white people cry in my life.
Not me. I boo. I feel devastated. What you say,
Brandon? I'm serious. I ain't never seen so many white people cry my whole entire life. That whole entire from then to his birthday and then the year after. Because I remember they was talking about people were even talking about making Elvis' birthday a holiday. You know, it was man.
He really
was
dead. Remember the Elvis Presley sighting? That gave us all. Elvis not dead.
They ran with that another 10 years. Yeah, the Elvis sightings.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, maybe he faked his death so he could get away from all this fame. You know.
I'm surprised they ain't started doing that with Michael Jackson, but you know.
Elvis Presley was a womanizer. I was shocked to find out. You know, I didn't know when I was a little girl he was a womanizer. But I was
shocked.
He loved Priscilla so much, and it kind of shocked me that he was a womanizer even when they were married. You know, I know he was around a lot of beautiful ladies, but I thought.
And once again, sexual addiction, is it lifestyle or is it actually an affliction? Because I'm sorry, if Elvis was pumping gas at the gas station for a living, he would not be getting as much trust.
You're so crazy. But you know what? Like, sometimes when I have, like, celebrity crushes, I think to myself, well, if this guy was a regular guy, would I really dig him? And there's a couple guys that I believe if they weren't celebrities, just average guys, I still would dig them, you know?
I'm always say that about Serena. So I mean,
you would love Serena if you walk into
she can be at McDonald's taking my order, and I'll be still trying to get that number.
I know. If you walk into a Macy's store and she's working there, you'd be like, "Hey, what's up?"
Oh, what's up, baby? Be around talking like we sound like Boosie Collins.
If Chris Angel was just a regular guy, Adam Rodriguez, Ty Mock, who I've always been a long time crush on.
No, don't tell me. Not you too. Not another Adam Rodriguez fan.
What? You know I love Adam. Adam and I network a lot. Adam made my day a couple weeks ago. He tweeted me back and thanked me for supporting him so much. And I and a couple other his big time supporters really make him work harder, and he just made our day. I love networking with Adam. But it's all about just really networking. But it goes back to like being on a date. Like, oh my God. Hopefully he'll come on the show in the near future. Cause you know what? He likes to talk sports too. So maybe he'll come on when you're on one day.
Hey, sound like fun to me.
Yeah, because if he had not had a baseball injury, he would have been not the actor that we know about, but not his first career choice. He would have been a professional baseball player. Because his goal was to become a professional baseball player.
So he'd be involved in a steroids investigation by this time, huh?
He's probably listening, too. He's cracking up on that. Good point. So he made the right choice of a career.
Yeah, that's my point I'm making. He made a great career choice, whatever. He ought to be thanking God for his leg injury, his knee injury, because that knee injury precluded him from having to go through all the stuff they're going through now.
He would be on the steroid investigation. So I guess, Adam, I guess you feel better. Because sometimes I wonder why does he feel sometimes if, you know, being injured and not being able to go pro with baseball. I think you just made him feel better because I know he's listening.
I mean, I'm sorry.
And you're not
like,
smart, and you sound like you're serious.
I was serious. That wasn't a joke. No, I was serious.
Because he will be on an investigation, though.
Oh, yeah, he's been on investigation. I mean, just off of his name. Like, oh, Rodriguez. Oh, so you must be related to Alex. Ah, so you and Alex shoot up? He'd been right there sitting in front of the Senate committee trying to explain how he hit 50 home runs 4 years in a row. Yeah, so some things is best left the way they were.
Good point. Wow. Yeah, I love Adam. But you, Serena, you never mentioned anybody else.
No, I got more than just her. I mean, I just never get a chance to mention anybody. I mean, I would have said the same thing about Vivica Fox. I just told you I always had the house for Toni Braxton too. So I mean, that's my boo skizzles too. But I got quite a few more.
Okay, before we run out of time. What do you think about Tio?
Well, I'm glad he finally.
They're saying that Tio's going to be wearing the number 10 for the
Seattle Seahawks. That I'm going to have a hard time believing. Now, come on now. You got to, whoever wearing 81, get it up.
They said they need a wide receiver, and they said T.O. showed out the other day doing workout.
I'm sure he did. He had a lot to prove. He's motivated.
And they said that the Seattle fan, and they said they need a franchise player too, because the team is good, but they really don't have a franchise player. And
right.
He's good because they like how he presented himself the other day, but they say also he's good for marketing reasons too.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, he still has some marketability, but I mean, we just got to go back to this. Whatever has been causing him to fall out of favor with his team, that just what needs to change, whatever that is.
Yeah, that's
I don't want to.
Oh, I know what you're saying. He gets the job, but he don't keep the job.
There you go. I mean, I know from experience, sometimes you can work so hard to try to make an impression and still make a bad impression. Because when people already feel like they got you tagged for who or whomever you were in the past and everything like that, sometimes you can't escape being that person that everybody knew you as being. And then when you actually try to change to be a different person, you know, no one wants to allow you to do that. Because they're always trying to push you back in that hole you got yourself out of. That's just life. Yeah, that's definitely something I've had to learn even myself. Because, you know, sometimes I'm Reggie, other times I'm Roughneck. And sometimes you have to draw a line between being one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, you know, there are times being Roughneck is not good.
Yes, I like when T.O. sometimes say, well, sometimes I'm Terrell. And then he gets on people
right.
By saying his name, Rick, too. Because I even used to say Terrell. But it's Terrell.
Terrell.
Yeah. I break it down in two. Terrell.
Yeah.
Instead of Terrell,
it's Terrell. Yeah, I know.
And, you know, because there's a difference in the T.O. persona and Terrell. So, yeah.
Right.
So,
yeah, Terrell, just that nice little cute country boy from Alabama.
Exactly. So they're expecting to see T.O. When he wears that number 10 jersey.
Right.
On the field and also as a marketing machine.
Well, like I said, him wearing a new jersey, that one's going to be a little strange for me.
Yeah. And I can relate to it because I have my real birth name, Bethany Ed Williams, and then I have my purpleness name, Miss Beth Nelson, Be True. And I have others too.
Miss
like
Beth.
P. Diddy, I have a lot of AKAs, but Miss
right.
Beth Nelson. Name I've been calling.
Is it for any reason because you want to be Prince's wife? You want to be, is his last name Nelson? So.
But I guess I'm like a little sister, though. So I guess it's kind of sexual. That's kind of sad.
Okay, now you're going to a whole nother level. Let's not try to delve into that one.
Because it's very deep.
You're getting real deep. You're getting really, really deep.
Yeah. So, yeah, but we have these different personas and so on. And definitely you want us to go more into sharing our comedic and acting skills and styles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing more of our personas with the listening audience, you know. We love sharing
Absolutely.
Our real-life stories with people, but then also we like to escape into the world of Reg Roughneck and Miss Beth Nelson and Be True and so on.
And Ben Mark Rep and all that, huh?
But that's Bethany. That's me. That's me, the salesperson.
Yeah, that's just Bethany right there. Yeah, I know.
Motor, the behind-the-scenes person. Yeah. So it's just we all have our different personas. But what's real important when we know ourselves. And I think Terrell has experienced a lot. I wonder what's going on with his friendships with his friends. Oh, what's their names? Quita and Mo?
Oh, Monique and Peter.
Yeah, I wonder if they have reconciled their friendships.
What happened on that?
I don't know. It's something that happened regarding money. When I know on T.O. show, his male friends and their boyfriends and husbands used to get on them about spending money. About spending his money. Remember that time they booked a big old hotel suite? I've got a bunch of people, like a girl weekend out.
Yeah, I remember
and
that. Yeah, I remember that.
Cheryl and the one that's married, husband, and a lot of other guys showed up at the hotel, and Cheryl got on them about spending all that money. And Cheryl got on them about spending all that money.
Mm-hmm.
So that probably was just a tip of iceberg that we saw.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just wondering, because they're supposed to be like his business partners and those that were looking out for him in regards to his money. So I was
yeah.
It caught me off guard, to be honest, when I heard
that. Yeah,
they're
gonna probably be the reason why T.O. breaks all Jerry Rice's record, go out to play 650 to have some money to retire on.
Oh. So it surprised me when I heard that, because I thought they really had his back. It might be just a rumor, I don't know. But then a couple
right.
other people told me that they weren't surprised, that they thought that they were mishandling his money anyway.
Well, you know, that's one of the biggest pratfalls that athletes and entertainers and everybody has to face, is that, you know, you get your little clique of people that you hang with, and then you have to, you know, you eventually have to trust somebody to take care of all your business affairs and stuff while you're gone. And you just can't give everybody the ATM card and the access to your account. So some people just get that money and they just gonna go crazy with it, because they ain't got nothing to lose, you know. They ain't got nothing to lose by screwing up and spending your money, and that is one of the biggest downfalls of a lot of people. I mean, look at what happened to Mike Tyson. Now everybody was all on his jock, all hard and heavy at once upon a time.
Yeah.
Then after he went to prison, it was like Mike who, you know.
Okay. I'm glad you mentioned prison. Oh yeah, Mike who? Yeah, like Mike Jones. Mike who? It was the opposite though.
Mike Jones.
Mike Jones. You know, Mike Jones is talking about, oh, now you know me. When Mike Tyson went to prison, it was like who? the opposite.
Right.
Was Mike.
I mean, yeah, right. Wow. You forgot entity after that. And then,
but back then you didn't know me.
Now they all up on me.
But they did the opposite of Mike Tyson. Who? Back then you all
right.
on me, and now you don't know me. Yeah, but Mike
yeah,
back,
I mean,
Mike back ain't doing the same. I love to see Mike get back in the ring, but I don't think he does.
No, he's done on that.
And he seems so peaceful too within. You know, he doesn't seem angry anymore.
Well, see, you know, that's the thing about it. He had to finally fall out of grace to maintain some sanity in his life. Cause, I mean, people don't realize how insane it is. They think, okay, you got all this money, you have a successful career and everything, and then they think you got no problems. No, your problems intensify times 100, because now you gotta be cautious of everybody that comes your way. You know, because everybody's gonna say the same thing. Oh, I love your career, I love what you're doing, you're a great person. They're gonna say all those nice things, and all the while, then people want to try to introduce you to so many other things to keep you wanting to keep hanging around. So it's always that element of, everybody's out to get their little hand on something. It was like one of my other best friends who played in the NFL said, taking a bath in the leech pool, that's what he called it.
Oh.
He's, you know, his name Kevin McCarthy. He used to play for the Raiders once at one point in time, and the New York Jets. And he talked about, taking a bath in the leech pool when you...
He said you take a bath in the leech pool. Oh my God!
Yeah, that's what he said. He said you took a bath in the leech pool. You jump in there, and you come in there with a bag of money. You get that nice big contract and that big fat signing bonus. And be surprised how many people just come sucking you blood dry. Look at Pac-Man Jones. Look at what happened to him. Pac-Man Jones gonna start acting like he was 50 Cent or something. Like, you got to have 9, 10 guys hanging around you, going out to clubs everywhere, beating up people and shooting people and all that other stuff. You know, you had all these fools that you start associating yourself with, and then, you know, when it's all over, said and done, somebody gets shot, and who gets sued? Pac-Man gets sued, ain't fired not one bullet out of no gun, but just because they were with him, he was responsible.
Wow.
So.
Wow, that's wow.
Right. I mean, anytime you can piss through $3 million in less than a year, there's a problem. You got too many leeches. You know. Then you got, man, look, Michael Vick, excellent example. That's the best example I can think of.
At least he had a chance to
rehabilitate his life.
Michael Vick has a new clothing line, M7. What's up, Michael Vick? Yeah, he has a new business venture. Not
right.
To you all.
I mean, now he's a perfect example of flying high with leeches sucking on you. You crash. You get back up, you dust them off. Now you know how to roll without everybody. You know, cut all them hanger-ons. You know, cut them all off. You know, all this trying to show everybody that you are you're still a stand-up guy. You still one of us. You know, you from the hood, and then you can't say the hood.
Wow.
One thing about it was over, said and done. You can always go back to them before they can come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what I mean by coming back.
Made me think about watching Chloe and Lamar. You know, Lamar's longtime friend that's on his payroll, and I believe he really is his true friend. But, you know, when Lamar and Chloe moved to Dallas, when Lamar was working for the Mavs, you know, his friend was like, my celebrity status dropped, man. I can't even get into parties. And, you know, and that kind of touched Chloe, like, okay. You know,
right, all right.
He wasn't focused on, like, not missing Lamar. He was like, oh, I'm not having that sense
well,
of
yeah.
authority like used to.
Right. He grappled about how it affected him.
Yeah. When Chloe and Lamar was going through some emotional stuff, you know, he was like, I can't get into certain parties now.
Well, now that Lamar predictably signed with the Clippers, I guess life in L.A. will be back to the way it was.
Yeah, because everybody's happy now.
Right. Because it was obvious, you know, Lamar took it like, he acted like he was getting traded to Alaska somewhere, being sent to Dallas. He took coming to Dallas way too personal.
Well, I thought he was a good match for Dallas, but I guess emotionally, it was good professionally to my opinion, but I guess emotionally it wasn't.
Professionally it was, but personally it wasn't.
Yeah, and then I guess Chloe was like, I don't have any friends here. You know,
right.
Chloe. I
thought
she would open a Dash Dallas. Because Courtney has lived in Dallas before. She went to school. I think she went to SMU or somewhere for like, I think she went to school there. So Courtney has lived in Dallas before. So I said, well, this gives them an opportunity to open a Dash in Dallas.
Exactly. But.
I guess I was wrong.
because he's from, I mean, Lamar is from New York City. We know he's from New York. And then, you know, they go out to California. So you'd think that he could handle that, but he act like getting to Dallas, like getting sent to Iowa or something. You know, they just, that's how they disrespect Dallas real bad. You'd have thought he was playing for the Iowa Barnstormers or something, the way they was acting.
Kim was about the only one that was, like, really optimistic. Kim was like, oh, yay, hee-haw. Kim was, like, ready to put on her cowboy hat and cowboy boots. But Kim understands about how you sometimes things happen in a career where, you know, you still to maintain your income in life. So Kim, she never was negative about him. She was like, yay, hee-haw. My brother-in-law going to Paris.
For the money that he's making, hey, you can send me to Fort Wayne, Indiana right now. I wouldn't care.
Exactly. Because then I knew back then that the Cowboys, this is when I guess she wasn't even married or getting married or whatever. I was on the rocks. And then back then I was thinking, oh, my brother Reggie. I knew Cowboys wanted Reggie. I was like, wow, Reggie could have been playing for the Cowboys and Lamar could have been playing for the Mavericks.
Yeah, well, then you thought about when Kim was dating Miles Austin for that quick second.
Exactly.
I was thinking, okay, it's like that now. She's coming to Dallas.
Ironically, I thought that relationship was going to work out. But Miles Austin didn't like the media attention that always was him.
No, but right. I can't blame him.
You know, I thought that's who. Because when they started dating, I had told my mother would tell you, I said, Kim might end up marrying this guy. And then when it didn't work, it kind of surprised me. And then all of a sudden, I hear she was Chris Humphrey after dating a couple other guys. I was like, okay.
Can you imagine how annoying it would be? Every time you go somewhere, you got cars following you, you got cameras, you got helicopters flying all over you and everything. That would be annoying.
My uncle was like,
yeah, because you remember that look they had when they went to the restaurant, and next thing you know, when they walk out the restaurant, then it's about 50, 60 cameras and stuff clicking on them. And they were like, hey, hold up, whoa, I wasn't expecting all this.
I think Reg didn't like that either. I mean, he already had his sports fans, and then the combination with all that from the feminine of keeping up with the Kardashians and stuff. Because you know, Reggie, he started appearing on Keeping Up with Kardashians like at the end of their relationship, remember? Because he used to say, I don't want to be on camera. You know, even when Kardashians in New Orleans, when Kim was and the family was helping Katrina survivors, Reggie came in for like a cameo, like at the end of that episode.
Well, the thing about it is everybody wants to have their privacy. I mean, for me, it would be too important for me. I got to have my privacy and my peace of mind. I mean, but, you know, every time you go somewhere and, you know, that's what's going on, you got to ride three separate cars that look the same, and then they split up at a red light so that people can follow, you know, whichever one is this.
And you're dealing with your own personal and professional situation also.
Right. I mean, that would be ridiculously annoying. I mean, every time you go to a hotel, you gotta rent the top. You gotta buy up the whole floor of a hotel so that no one can come in there and eavesdrop on you. You know, that's annoying by itself. You know, so yeah, I mean. That could run you ragged. I mean, look at poor Michael Jackson. Look at all everything that happened to him. Fame definitely ran him into a early grave.
Exactly, because I was like, well, you know, Michael Jackson. I had hoped that Michael really wasn't dead. I was like, Michael must have this.
Yeah.
To blame Michael, you know, had fake
right,
himself.
Yeah.
For Michael Jackson now. So it hurt me so much when I heard he passed away. I mean, on the day he passed away, I had sent him a Father's Day card and said, you're right in his lawyer's office that same day because I had been networking with Michael Jackson, sent him some songs and everything. So I wanted to really work with Red and tell you, I really wanted to work for Michael Jackson. But write songs with Michael Jackson. So that just, like many of you, it caught me off guard. But I was thinking, okay. And then it was a little bit, maybe Michael takes his death, you know. And then I was like, would I not blame him if he did?